I'm not normally the one for drama. I actually hate when people do Facebook fights or cryptic messages or argue on Facebook because I think it's pretty corny. But I have to be honest, I was 100% all about this Facebook fight last night. Of course, I was a troll. Like, I didn't say anything or partake in it, but I was just watching the comments roll in back and forth. And it was fascinating.
I think when you're a troll, you actually do get in. You try and antagonize. So, I mean, if you're just an observer, it's kind of like a car accident, right? You were rubbernecking.
That's what I was doing.
You were doing.
It's Anna and Raven. All right. So I was interested because I was curious to see who people would side with because both of them had somewhat valid points. But all right. So here's what happened. A local nurse in the area, she posted that she thought it was obnoxious that someone else was complaining about all the teachers that had the caravan. So in my town and in a lot of towns throughout the tri-state, what teachers are doing is they're making these caravans. So all the teachers line up in the school parking lot, they decorate the cars, and then they drive by the students' houses and they beep and they wave and they, like, you know, encourage them. And like the kids are so happy to see all these teachers like doing these caravans.
It's go like down a my teacher parade.
Yeah, it's a teacher parade, and it's supposed to be uplifting and giving them hope, and the kids love it. Well, somebody wrote this post criticizing them and saying this has no respect for the nurses and the doctors that have been working all night, and that it's loud and it's obnoxious, and it's happening at 7-8 o'clock in the morning when these people that have been working all night trying to help those that are sick, and there was a fight over. Whose side are you on? Do you think that it's obnoxious that they're doing this like relatively early in the morning and waking up people that possibly could have been working all night? Or is it just uplifting for the kids and these people are complaining for nothing? Just roll over and go back to sleep. It's over in 5 minutes. It got so ugly, but I couldn't stop reading, Raven.
There's lots of things that happen early in the morning. If you work off hours, it's going to be off-putting. Yeah, you want to make sure that our healthcare professionals are getting a good night's sleep. At the same time, kids need a pump up for their day too, right? I think there's probably no good answer. You got to sleep under your pillow if it's really the off hours for you.
In our world, we go to bed early. So if normally at 9 o'clock, we're both asleep, but there's certainly things that are happening and cars that are bumping their radios down the street. But I don't get mad about that. So I was thinking about it. And I'm like, I don't know a doctor or a nurse besides whoever wrote this that was all angry, that would really care about these kids getting that little bit of sunshine in such a time like this. Like, we keep saying it over and over, but there ain't no rules no more. Like, you have to just deal with it. And of course, obviously, we're so thankful for our medical professions. But I want one doctor to say to me, yes, it's obnoxious that the teachers are doing it. I don't get it.
I see people passed out in the hallways in these photos that are working at the hospital. So I know they're tired enough. I would think they probably sleep through it. At the same time, when my neighbor fires up his lawnmower at, 8 a.m. on a Sunday or decides that today's the day we're taking down trees at 7 a.m. and I hear a chainsaw across the street, that can be a bit much. Is there a lot of beeping going on and that type of stuff?
Yeah, they beep and they yell. Yeah, but okay. I mean, but who cares? Like, that's what my whole thing was. Like, all right, it is what it is. But this is, and I know you hate when I say this, unprecedented times. So you got to do something for the kids, right?
You said it again. Listen, if they're coming down my street at 8:30 in the morning, they're beeping, they're honking, they're making noise, I'm okay as long as they're not assigning homework. I'm not doing nothing extra, people.
Whose side are you on this? We're going to put it up on our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Let us know.